Well, once again, I want to welcome you back. Before we get into the Word of God today, I want to encourage you to take a look at this video we're about to present to you. This is our Christmas initiative. It's called Adopting a Pastor. It is our attempt, joint efforts with Foursquare Missions International, in accompaniment with Disaster Relief Foursquare. Hope Chapel's a Foursquare church. But we have pastors around the globe, Foursquare pastors, that are really hungry. Their families are starving. Food is scarce in particular parts of the world because of the pandemic, because of really religious persecution. When food distributions are brought in, relief of some sort, because they know this group or this family is a Christian, they're always the last to receive sustenance. So we are endeavoring to try to put together at least $5,000. We know that $50 will feed a family, a pastoral family, for 1 month. So our aim is $5,000 in some of the most strategic areas in our globe. So you'll have an opportunity toward the end of the message, how to give. You could also go on our website as well, or just continue on and check it out right now as we view this video together.
Hey, Foursquare family, Chad Eisenhart here with Foursquare Disaster Relief. What a year this has been. While many of us have been affected by COVID-19, the international impact has been even more significant. Our global pastors are struggling to put food on their tables, and their communities are going hungry right now. To meet the scale of this crisis, our entire Foursquare family is uniting this Christmas to feed those in need. Their Christmas miracle looks a lot like you and me. Will you help us reach out beyond the walls of our churches to share the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who need it the most? This is how we change the world together. Go to adoptapastor.org to learn more and to donate. Your gifts of $50 will feed a family for an entire month. Or your church or your small group may decide to sponsor a church or a community for a gift of $1,000 or more. Let's share Christ's love today. Foursquare family, I get so inspired imagining the impact of your generosity. Your gifts will sustain and strengthen our brothers and sisters all around the world, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Caribbean, in Africa, and Latin America. Our love declares God to those who may not know Him yet. Go to adoptapastor.org to learn more about the impact you can make by providing a Christmas miracle to those in need today. God bless you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Have the scriptures now ready. As you know, we've been going through our series, Harvest of Hope, and today we want to entitle the message, if you look, Breakthrough with Hope and Gratitude. Breakthrough with Hope and Gratitude. We're going to take our Bibles and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. So can you find that real quick? Naturally, often I like to start the message off with a little bit of humor. So I read about this man who went into a bar in Texas, and he ordered 3 bottles of beer. And he had the bartender open them up. He went to the back room and just took a sip out of each one of the bottles. And then when he finished that, went back to the bartender, ordered another 3 beer bottles. And the bartender said, you know, the beer goes flat once I open it. It'd be better if I just opened 1 bottle at a time and you came back. And so the man says, oh no, I have 2 other brothers. One lives in Australia, one lives in Dublin, and I live here in Texas. And when we all left home, we decided we would do it this way to remember the good times that we had together. So the bartender says, well, that's kind of a nice custom, let it at that. And there was just that consistency. He was a regular customer. Then one day, the man came in and he ordered only 2 beer bottles. And the regulars within the bar went silent. They recognized something had happened. And so when that man went up to order another 2 beer bottles, the bartender says, I don't want to intrude, but I want to extend my condolences for your loss. And the man was stumped, and he said, Oh, no, we're all fine. Nothing's lost. What happened is that my wife and I have joined the Baptist church, and I had to give up drinking, but it doesn't affect my two brothers, though. Well, there you go. You got to love it. I want to just encourage us here as we look at the scriptures. So, Father, open our heart. Thank you, Lord, that we won't go flat. We're going to enjoy something fresh and that flourishes, how that all of us are experiencing a breakthrough with hope and gratitude. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. The word says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." How many know environment is important? Things do better with the right environment. That's why we don't grow anything, really, or plant anything in November. As much as you or I might want that fresh corn or that zucchini or tomatoes, we just are not going to plant it in November because nothing grows. We might prepare the soil for the spring, but environment is so important. And today we want to highlight the importance of a good environment in your life, in your home, and gratitude is that cultivation of the right environment. Boy, it is so significant, especially if there happens to be anyone among us who has a hardened heart, maybe a resistant heart, a heart that's cold and calloused toward God. Well, today's your day and my day because people are asking us, how can I influence our society that I work at or that I study in? I want to be able to influence people, and I would tell them, and I'm telling you now, to impact the lives around you is to display a genuine gratitude for what God has done in your life. It changes the environment. You will see things grow in relationships all around you. So when we carry other people's burdens, we do want to be kind and compassionate. But you have to be careful because you or I start to reflect the same sorrowful, negative society. How do you change that? Oh, Lord, give us a heart of gratitude because we're going to see a breakthrough, not for only us, but I believe for those that are around us. Gratitude fosters continual growth in our lives and for those around us. That's why it's so important as we take a look at leading into this Thanksgiving. Gratitude literally unleashes God's blessing. I'm confident of that. Let's take a look at 3 points today. Number one, gratitude is a faith response in difficult circumstances. Gratitude is a faith response. And we're going to look again at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Check it out with me. Because when we encounter difficult circumstances, we need to remind ourselves of the will of God. We choose how to respond in any situations. 1 Thessalonians, here we go. Chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God, in Christ Jesus, concerning you or for you. So when we look here, it's so significant. The ESV version says give thanks in all circumstances. So it's important for us once again for a moment here, look at this. The scripture says in all things or in everything. Now, it doesn't say for, it says in. That's important. Can you see that there? In everything, give thanks. We don't really want to, it's hard for me to say I want to thank God for this stuff. That's not what the scripture is saying. When you're in the midst of difficult situations, you give thanks to the Lord for that. That's important. That's where the breakthrough begins. Something unfolds that's very significant. Man, it's being careful. We could probably even just say, I'm going to name my painful condition or what I'm dealing with. What is it that your condition might be right now? What are you facing? You'll know what it is because it captivates your entire mind, your imagination, all your energies. Lord, I just thank you in this situation. I'm going to just choose to say, Lord, thank you. And why? Because number two, on that same verse, it says this is God's will for us. Now, there are very few things we might have a difficult time saying, okay, what is the will of God here? This is very crystal clear. Scripture says, again, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Now, when we look at that, it's so important for us because that's where we choose to make a decision. We choose to give thanksgiving to God for the situation we find ourselves in. That's a faith response. That's why we're saying, point one, gratitude is a faith response in difficult circumstances. Anybody can give thanks for the good circumstance, but we're dealing about an environment where things grow. And as the Word of God says, it's so important. We choose a faith response. I'm going to choose to thank God during this difficult time. What is so important, how faith rolls out in the eyes of God. If you'll look here for a moment, we have in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, says so clearly, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So to choose to obey, regardless of whether or not we understand what's going on, in the midst of this, when I choose to thank God, that's a faith statement. And we've often said obedience opens up blessings. You choose, because it's the will of God, you choose to obey. Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? I'm going to obey the word of God. Lord, thank you. I thank you because I know something great's going to come about here. It's so significant. That's why obedience produces blessings. You are stepping out in faith. I am going to do the word of God here. Wow. I have seen amazing results by saying, I'm just going to obey the Lord. So when we refuse gratitude, we really are then saying, I'm going to allow this circumstance to dictate my environment of my life. It now has control over me. Well, that's a big statement in a negative way for a Christian. Watch out. That soil, all of a sudden, nothing's going to grow. The right environment, the right soil, so significant. When you choose to just even declare that element of that shield of faith, remember Ephesians chapter 6, shield of faith? Thanksgiving in everything is so significant. You are declaring that, God, you define my life. You define my present situation. You define my future, not this situation. Wow. I can do that. Lord, I choose to thank you in everything because this is your will for me right now. See, gratitude is an invitation, Lord, for your presence and your power. We just sang, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. That really is a declaration. Hallelujah means praise the Lord or praise God. That's an amazing word. Lord, I'm going to praise you in the midst of these things that I would say are my enemies. Why? Because that's faith in action. And it really brings in the blessing of God. I choose to obey. That's a faith statement. It's wonderful. Statements of thanksgiving, statements of things that God has done. So many of you, would you just even consider, if you have something to write down, I'm inviting you to consider even writing down statements where so many of you have written to the church, sent me emails that said how God brought a breakthrough during our series, these last 6 weeks series of Harvest of Hope. Some of you have seen loved ones who have had suicidal tendencies come out of that. Others were the relationships that were just in shambles. You actually brought those individuals to Hope Chapel in our hub gatherings. How wonderful is that? Just hope has been renewed in areas of anticipation, though there's a lot of really concern, even dread for so many because the continual pandemic continues to stir fear and phobias. But people's hearts are being opened to the kingdom of God. It's so wonderful. My hope is in the Lord, and he will come through for all of us. He always does. It's a beautiful thing. So, gratitude. What a faith response. Number two, gratitude is our testimony in a negative world. People are often saying, okay, how can I declare something in our negative world? Well, it's important because there are times we want to be grateful. It really is kind of a private time between ourselves, me, and God. But really, Scripture says it should be something that is in display to the world. Check it out with regards to Psalm 57, verse 9. It says, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will give thanks. That's literally that translation saying, I'm going to thank you, Lord, among everybody. And how I'm going to display, they're going to know that I'm grateful to you, Almighty God. Here's another one, Psalm 109, verse 30. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude. Literally, I will give repeated thanks, is what he's saying, among people, what God has done to me. It's so exciting because we can't keep our gratitude for what God has done in our current life situation all by ourselves. I'll tell you, it will literally, if you could just express, can I tell you what the Lord has done? Would you describe that to somebody? Because we have such a negative society going on in the sea of negativity. All of a sudden, little you come up and says, I just want to thank God how he's helping my life, and I know he'll help you too. Man, what a way to break through. You stand out to others when that happens. You will stand out. Our giving of thanks, our gratitude really is on display in such a society that's so filled with negativity. Remember, we were together in Matthew 5, 13 and 14. Jesus said this about you, O Christian. He said that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are currently the salt of the earth. You are currently the light of the world. You don't try to become something because God already said you are salt and you are light. And salt was really an ancient preservative. You remove salt from some form of a product and it would start to decay or rot. You remove you from society. You remove the church from the influence it has on our culture, and society starts to rot, and it starts to decay, and it starts to become negative. Be joyful. You're the light. If there's no light in the room, if you're not in the room, if you say, I'm just going to stick to myself, if you're not there in that darkened area, then that's where evil dwells. Man, you are the light of the world. It's so significant. The hope of our culture, of our nation, is not a political solution. Please, let's get over that. It's the church of Jesus Christ. It's you. And for you to come out there and give a testimony of how good God is to people, and let me tell you how he has been to me. Praise God. You're going to influence. People are going to take notice of that. And they're going to see. I remember a number of them. One in particular still kind of stumps me today. Our daughter, Holly, when she was Huntington Beach High School, she was all-league offensive, really forward, for field hockey. Amazing young lady. Anyway, back to our story. I remember standing there, and a parent came up to me and says, hey, why are you so high on life? Isn't that that's a question? Wow, I was glad he asked the question. Why am I so high on life? And it's like, God has really made an impact on me to where I just feel like everything is opened up and is wonderful, even challenges. It's phenomenal when people start to take a look at that in our lives. So either we're going to become attractive to people or we're going to cause people to really be unattractive to Jesus. We want people to be attracted to Jesus, don't we? So here's a little assignment I would like to give you. Would you consider this week of Thanksgiving? Would you consider just writing down people that you want to express thanksgiving to, thanking them for themselves and things for God? Maybe your spouse at the end of the day, honey, come on over here. Let's just hold hands and thank God. That was just a good day. He's helping us. We're going to believe tomorrow he'll help us. How about a bedtime with your children? Just, honeys, come on over here. Let's thank God for the way he is taking care of us. Everything's taken care of and he'll continue to provide for us. Maybe coworkers, where there's just an environment where everybody is bantering each other. Can I just come over here? We're going to thank the Lord for what he's done. Or I just want to thank you, fellow coworker. I mean, people will be shocked. How about your friends on social media when you start to see the negativity swirling around and you just put a post in there and say, hey, I just want to thank you all for being my friends. It just comes to me that your lives matter to me. And since we're all made in the image of God, well, I'll tell you, people will put a pause on that. They'll be shocked. I'll tell you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of people this week when you start expressing gratitude. Since it's Thanksgiving week, everybody's going to give you a free pass, at least this week. Give it a try. Give it a try. Why not? And see what happens in society. When people are weighed down by hurts or habits or hang-ups, man, that affects your environment, doesn't it? That affects your environment. And you can help, and I can help, by just saying, let's pause and just thank the Lord. He's going to do great things. We believe that. You can find how and what condition a person is in. Jesus so clearly said that in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. In Luke 6, 45, you write that down, but he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you ever want to see what is in a person's heart, just hang out with them a little bit, and they'll start spewing it out. You're like, oh, I was just joking. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. It's in their heart. And that's why, like a doctor, when he does the tongue depressant, the little test to say, what's up, doc? I'm just seeing what could be in there, any kind of bacteria. Man. So it's going to be helpful. Number three, let's check it out. Gratitude is God's formula for supernatural peace. I think it's particularly interesting how God promises peace in any situation. Would you take a look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 with me? God's word says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't you just feel the peace of God coming down right where you're at right now? Just even reading the word. It's amazing. God's word says, be anxious for nothing. We can literally say, worry about nothing, pray about everything. And it says specifically what prayers? In other words, prayer and supplication, but make sure you include thanksgiving. Well, that's important. Worry about nothing. So prayer and thanksgiving together is the formula. I don't want to just pray because I feel anxious. No, no, Lord, take my worry. Cast your concerns, cast your anxiety to the Lord, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, because he cares for you. So once you get rid of that yucky feeling of worry or anxiety, he'll take it. You'll feel something change, but then press in with a little more assurance of how to pray. Let it be with thanksgiving. I like the fact about that prayer that brings in all of a sudden the element with thanksgiving, brings in a peace that guards your heart and guards your mind in Christ Jesus. Wow, that's an amazing, impressive element. I'm sure you've experienced that. That's there for you. It's a gift from God. It really is a gift. Like salvation is a gift, like joy is a gift, like hope is a gift. We've been declaring that over ourselves during this series. Remember, Romans 15, 13, now may the God of hope, that was our prayer. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus says in John chapter 14, you can see that now on your screen, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Boy, that's important. That is so significant. Since God's peace doesn't come by reason of the world, then the world cannot take God's peace away from you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Put a guard over your heart. Be careful about that. Makes sense to go to God and ask Him for things. Makes sense to me. That's a beautiful thing. Man, ask God for things. But there's an area where you also recognize with thanksgiving. Now, why would that be so important? Well, as you know, the word thanksgiving or even gratitude is awareness. There's an awareness that you receive grace. Grace, which means basically you've received something, I've received something we didn't deserve. It's been a gift given. Wow, the Lord was involved. God has provided every heartbeat. Wow, every breath, it's from the Lord, and I thank the Lord. And I know you do too. It's important for us. There's an awareness. True thanksgiving is there's an awareness we received grace. We received something. Now, when that's important to us is when we pray, because that inspires us to recognize God's good on when we pray. He's done something for us in the past. It creates an expectation for more. I believe God will do more. That's the beauty of thanksgiving. It's not just something that's a gracious word of gratitude only. It's an awareness that, Lord, thank you. I remember God's provision for my life. I remember answers to prayer. That's what gratitude and thanksgiving does. I remember God's presence in difficult circumstances. I remember the power that I experienced from God's presence too in these areas. That's what gratitude opens up when we do that. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It's interesting because it notes here a perfect peace. And I believe a perfect peace only comes through Almighty God, not through Valiums, not through that six-pack, but through Almighty God. And it says, and you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Capital Y, meaning God. Perfect peace is ready for you right now. The soil of your garden, the environment that is so necessary for growth, so much has to do with gratitude. Breakthrough is yours right now today. Breakthrough is available for you right now. And there are going to be times that you or I might say, I am just so stuck. I cannot think of anything in the past. My memory seems to be lapsed, and I cannot recall anything. Can I encourage you with this one? Please remember what Jesus Christ has done for you. That's why we have communion. That's why we often have what we call Sundays, a day of rest and worship. So we get our bodies a time to rest, and we get our spirits once again renewed and in line to realize, I am a son, I am a daughter of God, I'm a Christian. That's what Christians do. So significant. But look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. I offer this to you that says, I have no recall of any breakthroughs God's given me. He's going to give you a breakthrough right now. Let's look together what God has done for you. Scripture says, and you being dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Wow, what an amazing thing Jesus has done. He's brought you to be with him and removed all of your blunders and deep sins. God has brought a way for you and I to be right now with him. I want to invite you. Would you take a moment now, feeling moved in my heart, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring you a great breakthrough. God is there. I want to encourage you. You might want to get on your phone and just kind of tap out some things to thank the Lord, how he has continued to bring about your life in a way that sustains things in the midst of some difficulty. You might say, I want to give God thanks even though my marriage is still not healthy, even though my life is still uncertain about jobs or income. I will thank the Lord. I'm going to give God gratitude for that. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to consider writing things down. Let's let the Holy Spirit bring those things back to your remembrance. Let's see what God's going to do. We're going to bring a breakthrough by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go silent, and I'm going to be here with you. But let's let the Holy Spirit now move on your heart. Would you just write down those statements? Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do in my life. I thank you what I'm anticipating the outcome being. I thank you, O Lord, for the cross. Let the Holy Spirit reveal those things and write them down. Write them down right now. Dear friend, I hope that you've taken that opportunity to write that down and be able to even share that as a signet sign to those in your life this week of Thanksgiving. Really feel in my heart that the Holy Spirit would even want to just bring a word, a prophetic word. When we say a prophetic word, we know that the gift of prophecy brings encouragement, edification, and comfort. That's what Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 14:2. So it's important for us to recognize that. Doesn't make me a prophet. We know prophets predict and declare. But I do feel the Lord would like to say something to you, and let me just pass that on to you. My dear child, I know that there are times, and even now, you feel like you're going through a tunnel, that there feels like there's no end to the darkness of this tunnel. Don't despair. I'm with you right now. There will be an end to this tunnel. Do not allow hopelessness to continue to envelop you. I am here. I know the outcome, and it's a great outcome for you. Stay the course and be faithful to me to the end of this tunnel. Watch how I'm going to bring about such recognition, not only of my name in your life, but happiness and contentment. My word says so clearly in Proverbs 13:12 that hope deferred makes the heart sick. So I'm going to bring healing to your physical body and healing to your mind, and even where there's mental issues, that sickness is going to be gone. Renew your hope in me. That same verse says, but when desire is fulfilled, it brings a tree of life. I'm bringing that life right now to you. Hold on to me. Allow me to restore those things that you thought were not possible. A tree of life, meaning something that's growing and blooming, flourishing, and life-giving to everyone, but especially to you. My love is great for you. And I will see to it for you. Well, that's an amazing word, and I'm going to trust how you feel about that word. You can determine, wow, was that for me? It certainly sounds like the heart of Jesus. I want to thank you for being with us today here at Hope Chapel. It's so important for us, and especially for my wife Ainsley and the pastoral team, and the congregation of Hope Chapel. Oh, how we wish we were all together. I want to thank the many hundreds of people that continue to watch and participate online. Thank you for sharing these links and just passing out the messages to others. You are bringing an influence through God's Word and through the messages through Hope Chapel to so many people. I want to just impart now that blessing to you, and if you are one that have really experienced breakthrough or are waiting for God, you watch, that breakthrough is going to happen even today, even today. I would like to know about that. Would you send us an email? Would you go on our website? You'll find out, even at the end, how to contact us. It's so clear, so simple. But I want to extend a very happy Thanksgiving to you. I thank God for you. I thank God for the many ways you reach back through the many miles and say, Pastor Paul, thank you for Hope Chapel. Your ministry and your lives mean so much, and I feel just like being back home. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness. On this occasion, may the presence of you, Almighty God, inhabit every dwelling this week in a unique and profound way. No darkness, no despair. We command that to be gone in the name of Jesus. And allow people now, everyone that gathers around, be it two, even one, where your presence comes and no loneliness. Loneliness be gone in Jesus' name. Let love abound. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you and thank you for joining us today. Happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.